ladies and gentlemen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stephen. I just got in front of my own introduction, so apologize for that. Thank you guys for being on hold, and I will be with you shortly. And I'm going to take you in the order in which you have called, and it's my desire and hope that I can get through and talk with all of you. My name is Stephen, Stephen Harefield. I take what I do sincerely, but I don't take it seriously. I attempt to offer the best insight that I can in a person based on current situations and current circumstances. You can find out more about me if you go to my website at www.harefield, that's H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. You can email me if you have questions at stephen@harefield.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm an author, I'm an international speaker, and I just absolutely love people. And it's my desire to help them to understand the circumstances of their life, just kind of what the heck is going on. That being said, I'm going to get to my first caller, who's been on hold for about a little over 16 minutes. I'd like to thank you for holding. Caller from 480, what is your first name? And where are you calling
Hi,
from?
Hi, Steve. Yeah, Stephen, my name's Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Well, hey, Mike, from Big CA. How can I best be of service to Mike this evening?
Well, I have which appears to be two offers for a job, and it is a job. I talked to
second
you a few
one.
Weeks ago. Second one?
Second one.
The second offer.
Yes.
Because there's one that's really close, almost walking distance, and then there's one that would be like a 15, 20-minute drive.
That's probably the second one, right?
Well, the one that's 15 minutes has been, that's 15, 20 minutes away, has already made the offer. And then the other one, I've already spoken to the head of the main director, and then I just got to speak to two of his managers. But he used words like, I see you here, I see you there, that type of thing.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. You know, one seems of convenience and the other one seems of perfection. And I think that's the choice, Mike, that you're going to have to make. We can choose something that's within walking distance because it's within walking distance. And you might be walking into something you really don't like.
Right.
So my suggestion would be is now what is the value of walking distance? Not much. Now, am I saying that's what's going to happen? No, Mike, I'm not saying that at all. What
sure.
I am saying is the second opportunity seems the best from an intuitive perspective at this moment. And that second one is the driving distance, if I'm understanding
gotcha.
It correctly.
Yeah. Okay.
So I would tend to, instead of attempting to encompass convenience, you may want to encompass what best serves you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Because
even though the one that's closest, they do offer free golf. The one that's been almost in walking distance.
Okay, wait. You just gave me the worst temptation of my life.
Right? And it's walking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge 5-star resort, and he's got me interviewing with the general manager when he gets back in the country, you know, for ultra fine dining establishment, celebrities, the whole thing.
Mike,
you know what?
You just threw me probably the worst curveball anybody could ever throw me. If for no other reason, I'm a golfer. I just love the game.
It's $250 a round, and it's free.
all right, forget what I said. No. I'm not actually going to back off to what I originally said.
Yeah, I know.
I absolutely adore the idea of what you just said. My God, are you kidding me? I, you know, 250 round, 250 bucks, and I can play for free. Okay, my decision is done. But that's my logic. That's my logical side, because I do love golf. Gosh, I wish you hadn't told me what you told me.
I wanted everything on the table.
No, I appreciate it, because that's quite the challenge to my intuitive side, only because I know the thing I love to do the most is that, is like, hey, golf, yeah, we're in. I'm there. And when you threw that in, it's like, oh, my, damn it. No, I would still have to say the 15-minute one seems to be the most optimum. Why did it?
Okay.
What's the difference between? All right, I got a quick question for you. What's the difference between the two organizations? One's about golf. What's the other?
Well, there's actually a little bit more risk involved, possibly with the other one. It's a new restaurant. They're still in finishing up the rehab of the building. So, you know, again, it's not up and running or anything like that. Nobody knows they have a restaurant in Central America for eight to 10 years that's successful, and investors want to put a couple locations in California. So, I mean, nobody knows it. And the place where the resort, 5 stars, celebrities, top 250 resorts in the world, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
it would be a server position
at the fine dining. And then their two main bartenders are leaving at the first of the year. And he was like, so the director of the 3 restaurants is who I met with. And he was just like, so I'm not worried about your experience or anything like that. You know, it's just, and again, this is just a job. I mean, it's to pay for what I want to do. Yeah.
No, gotcha. I, Mike, for whatever it's worth, I'm still going to say the commute seems to be the better option, but I'm going to be honest. You threw that carrot in front of me. It's like, holy shit! You got to be kidding me. But I can see where you would be coming from with it, because oh wow, this is this 5-star place. And there's expansion. It's global. I could see that. But for your and you're a golfer too, right?
I don't play nearly as much, but oh my God, would I if that was the case?
No,
you know, again,
if you're going to go to work for a golf resort, you got to play golf.
But no,
my whole thing is really heavily consider it. I feel the best option is the commute one, which is the second one. And I said that before you even told me what both of them were.
Is there much of a gap between them?
What do you mean?
You know, is it extraordinarily better, you know, type of thing? Or is it just kind of, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. If it's I'm taking the close one. No, I hear you. I'm going to say I feel there's greater potential from the idea of the newness of the other one, because they haven't been there before. I feel there's greater expansion for you in that one. What does expansion mean? I mean, it could mean promotion. It could mean ownership. I mean, it could mean so many different things. But I get more of the sense of expansion in the 15-minute commute versus the walk, so to speak, is the way I would put it. So the question, I know, you know what, I'm going to tell you, I already know what you're going to do. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to go with the resort. and that's fine, because it's ultimately you're in one of those places in your life and your knowledge that you're going to start getting what it is that you're looking for is the next thing.
Yes.
I'm going to say. So in other words, there's only expansion in front of you. So one, I think, would be faster. That's the 15-minute drive.
Okay.
The other one would be slower. But that being said, you have longevity in both. That's the funny thing. This is like one of those situations where you can flip a coin and dance around naked and go, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And I think you can get away with either. Just one of them, I think, is going to be quicker than the other.
Yeah, the other one takes me into a much larger town near the beach. I might move by the beach. Real estate is on my mind to get into that. So, again, more people, more contact.
Wait, I get you. You're looking for this easy way out.
This is just a job. This is to, finance getting to the next step.
Which one are you looking at financing getting you to the next step?
It's crazy.
I'm asking that reason. Okay.
Because I have a sales background of 15 years. The wine at the resort, $1,500 a bottle, $500 a bottle. And that's one of the excitement part from their side of bringing me on, because I have that sales ability, in the sense that I realize if I sell X amount of bottles on top of what I'm already doing, the money's through the roof.
Careful. Just careful is all I'm going to say there.
Okay.
Because you're it's kind of like you're playing craps in Vegas or Reno, and you're about to throw the dice, and you're looking for a six or a three or whatever. And the odds are already against you. All I'm saying is you're looking at potential versus reality.
Gotcha.
There's no question that you have the knowledge. There's no question you have the understanding. And I think you would do well in either arena. It's just that little commute thing, for whatever it's worth, seems to be the more valuable of the two. The restaurant, only maybe because of the newness and the absolute total, because it's not been done, is the way I would say it. I think your opportunity is greater there, but I think you got to go with what you feel. And like I said, I already know what you're going to do. you're going to take the short walk, and that's okay, because the beauty of where you are right now, Mike, is you can't lose.
Yes, I believe that.
All right, no, you're in a position where whichever one you decide, you're going to come out on. One is going to be faster. One is just simply going to be faster than the other. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. No,
got it?
It gave me a lot to think about.
I hope to. Mike, thanks much. And you can find out you can find me at thehairfield.com. If you get a question, you can always email me or call me, and I'd be glad to talk with you.
Wonderful, Steve. Thank you so much. And once I get back into the work swing, we'll definitely sit down and do a full hour or so.
That'd be cool. Thanks. Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Caller on Skype. You must be on Skype because of your area code and number. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, my name is Trish. I'm calling from New York.
Well, Trish from New York. You ready for an early winter this year?
No, I'm hoping for a late winter.
No, not happening. Just thought I'd share that with you. Okay, I didn't say anything.
Well, it actually goes hand in hand with my question. I'm in the middle of a building project, and I'm wondering when the completion date would be.
This is seems to be for a personal building project.
Yes.
It is behind, is it not?
It is.
So when you say, are you asking me, if is it going to be done before the snow hits?
Oh, no, no. I wasn't expecting it to be completely done. I was just kind of looking for a time frame. And,
good, because I was going to tell you, no, the snow is going to be coming before that's done.
Yeah, it's had a couple snags, and I was hoping that I've kind of met all the obstacles and now can move forward.
You have one more snag. And it has something to do with, I don't know anything about construction, I'm going to tell you that right now, but what I pick up on is foundation. So to me that says it has something to do with foundation, but I also get the sense you've already been there.
Well, what's interesting is I switched contractors, and the first contractor only got to the foundation level.
This is weird. I'm going to say to you, Trish, you made a great investment because I think you're questioning that right now. Is that right?
I'm not so much questioning the investment. It's just been a long path.
But I think you knew that going in. And my message to you is stay this course, stay this path, no matter what, because it's going to end up being extremely beneficial to you. Seems to be a lot of expansion or monetary, a large monetary positive hit, if you will. Time frames, God, they're always the hardest because you don't know what the heck construction workers or people are going to do.
Well, I think for me, the same question is, you know, I have to settle with the first contractor and bring the new contractor on, and I'm hoping that whole process gets done in a timely manner.
You don't really have any obligation, really, to the first contractor. He's giving
you
the...
Well, I have to pay him for the work that was done.
Well, no, he's giving you the impression that you do, but the contractor didn't, your first contractor didn't meet the commitment that he said he was going to do. Is that not correct, or am I off base?
No, you're correct.
Okay. So you have some justification there. The question is how much you're willing to push it. Now, here's my thoughts. I would suggest that you just kind of settle with the guy, which means you're going to pay him, even though if you were to go in the long term would set everything back for you as far as the window that you have in mind. Don't know what that is. So if you settle, you can get going, but if you don't, you would win ultimately, but it wouldn't be an easy win. I don't know what that means, but...
Right. So I've actually offered him money just to go away, and...
And he hasn't taken it yet for the very simple reason he thinks he can get more.
Probably. So
I'm telling you flat out.
There's very little room to move.
But I'm saying to you that's exactly what he's going to attempt to do. Because you kind of, if you will, went to settle too quickly, so his impression is that he's got you, so therefore if he stands his ground, you're going to give him exactly what he's asking for. I'm just going to advise a little bit of caution there. The other thing I'm going to say to you, Trish, is start being a little more pushy with this guy. You've been attempting to be a nice person, which is your nature, and you would rather be conversant and talkative about this stuff than where you're headed, correct?
Well, actually, it's with my lawyer. I really haven't been involved in it, and so he's been negotiating it.
Well, okay. I'm just talking about from your perspective. I don't know about your lawyer. What I'm feeling is what I just said, which basically means if your lawyer is handling it, then that's the tact he's coming from. If he's looking for the easy way out, I would say don't do that. Don't be so willing to settle too quickly, whatever that means. Because I don't know. But be willing very much to stand your ground, because this person never completed what they signed up to do, correct?
Yeah. In fact, he was given till Friday to, you know, agree, or, you know, we'll go forward.
Sure.
You know, we told them, you know, if you don't want to agree on Friday, then feel free and we'll fight you.
Oh, good. All right, because that will lessen the load on his part and get rid of him faster. And so I ultimately think that will come out in your favor by your attorney taking that stance. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
And I would say absolutely stay your course. You've got an excellent piece of investment there, and you will come out on top.
I just have one more quick question. I'm curious if you see me reconciling with someone from the past.
No.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, that was pretty quick, wasn't it? No. I actually believe what's going on with this person out of your past is more a thing of release or closure or healing. I'm going to say for both of you, I think you can both be friends, and I think you can both be equitable with each other, but as far as where you are thinking, I would say, Trish, be careful there. Humorous, and this is about myself, and I usually don't do this. I actually married the same woman twice to find out if what I experienced the first time was really real, and I found out it was. So once we've gone down a path in life, just know that we've gone down a path, and the best that we can hope for is the idea of closure and release. So my thing is I think this thing from, it's very easy, it's very nice, and I think it's great for you, but, I think it's more a thing of closure than it is I'm just going to simply say, I don't think he's fully there. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so my only question to you would be, that would be okay with me, but am I going to get the opportunity for closure?
Yes. Oh, yeah, no. This is totally to bring closure. Absolutely.
Okay.
No question.
Okay. So you see us communicating to get that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And I would say just let that transpire. There's nothing here that you need to do. It seems to me that the pressure is on him, and I think that's where it belongs.
Okay. All right, I'll let you know. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate it so much, Trish. And if I can do anything, my contact information is on my website, and you can more than welcome to do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Caller from 813.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
813. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
And what's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Nicole from Indiana.
Nicole from Indiana. Why do you seem familiar to me?
I talked to you before.
Oh.
Hi. Yes. I was wondering, when do you see my husband coming home? He was in Florida, and I live in Indiana.
What's your husband doing in Florida?
We kind of separated back in 2014. I'm sorry, that's when we got married. This year, 2016 in February. And we're trying to work through our relationship and our marriage. And, I was just wondering when you see.
You know what? I totally remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting. How long ago did we talk?
About a few months ago.
Okay. I don't believe in bad news, but I believe in news.
Okay.
And what I'm saying to you is I think you guys both have great potential as far as relationship goes, but I'm also going to say to you the communication is really huge and is really necessary. You guys got in a period of time where you were talking at each other but not with each other. Does that make sense?
Like communicating with family long distance, yeah.
No, I just mean being able to talk. Whether it's sitting right next to you or him being in Florida and you being where you are. That communication thing is a very big thing for both of you. I think the advantage that you have right now, Nicole, is the fact that you are where you are and he's where he is, so you're not staring at each other. I think you want this relationship. I'm also going to say, Nicole, you are a fixer. Do you know what I mean when I say that? You want to help fix him. And because of that, that's the biggest attraction. But the danger for you is that as you attempt to, quote, fix him, you get blamed for it. Does that sound familiar? All right. That hasn't changed.
Okay.
You still want to help him because you love him. And he still is in a state of somewhat of resistance to it, which means you're still going to kind of run into conflict. So here's my point. If you are able to really communicate and talk, you have a pass. If you don't have that ability to communicate and talk, you don't have a pass, and the outcome would be the same.
Okay.
So I know you wanted to hear absolutely good stuff, but it is good stuff. It just depends on how you see it. So am I saying to you the relationship won't work? No. Am I saying to you that it will work? That answer is also no. What I am saying to you is that through communication with each other, I mean actually talking with each other, not at each other, which is what he has a tendency to do, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you would rather talk with him, and he would rather talk at you.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, as long as he wants to talk at you, that irritates the daylights out of you because you're being discounted. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I'm attempting to show you the mechanics of what's going on in the relationship. So that maybe you can engineer and take it in a different direction. If I were to be candid with you, if you were to ask me, if you two get back together, will it work as it stands today? My answer to you would be probably not. Because of he's very defensive. And in that defensiveness, when he gets defensive, he's not going to hear you. Am I correct in his defensiveness?
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right, so whenever he becomes defensive, he's going to become somewhat rebellious. When he becomes rebellious, he's not going to hear you.
Right.
And he does have a temper.
Yes. Yes, he does.
All right. That's because of what I'm sharing with you. So the question becomes, is, do you allow that? My answer to you is no. You keep doing what you've been doing and do it from a distance. If he's willing to operate with that and he understands that, because I know you really care for him, you're just really pissed at him.
Well, at the moment, I'm not pissed at him. I care about him. Right?
Yeah, you are. Well, I don't know if I can use the word pissed. It's just there's a level of anger.
I feel kind of happy. Like, I don't know. Right now, at the moment, I don't feel anger. Like, I just feel kind of like happiness, right, at the moment. That's how I feel.
Yeah, you're feeling happiness because of what you're thinking, based on what you are dreaming of and based on what you are wishing for. All right, those are all potentials. Potentials are fine.
Mm-hmm.
But potentials aren't reality. They really aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Communication, if you have communication, it'll work. If you don't have communication, it won't work. So that's
right.
The thing to look for. That's the key. If you can communicate and your communication is easy and fluid, then absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But if it's not, attempt to bring that about, because that's going to be your biggest thing. It's going to be communication. You got it?
Okay. Is he pissed off at me right now? Because I know we had, like, a fight, like, not too long ago, because I was trying to, I don't know, I was trying to do something, and it didn't pan out as the way I was hoping for.
Is he pissed at you right now? That answer is no.
Okay.
But I don't think he wants to talk to you right now.
Okay.
So just be at peace with that. But that's that thing again. What you just shared with me is what I said. You and him, your biggest thing is communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the simple truth. All right, so it's communication. Which is going to be the most successful thing for you. Okay?
Yeah, so you don't see him come home at all? At all?
He hasn't decided where home is.
Well, I mean, I've been wanting to come to Indiana. I've been talking to him about since over the summer.
Nicole.
Huh?
What you asked me was, is he coming home?
Yeah.
And my answer to you was, is he has not decided where home is.
Mm-hmm.
So how can he come home if he does not know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're thinking Indiana, and he's not thinking that at all. Because
all right.
He doesn't know where home is.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, if he's still being argumentative, I think you need to think about that.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Hi, Stevie.
Caller from 201. Thank you for waiting.
Hi.
And you are?
I'm Rose.
Rose, the flower of the universe. So, Rose, how can I best be of service to you today?
Last Wednesday, I had an interview, and they're looking for someone to work temp to perm, so they'll start temporary, and if they like them, they will, you know, hire them, direct hire. They like me. What do you see with regards to that?
It seems to me that that's something that's going to lead you into something different or into a different direction. Am I saying this is going to become permanent? No. Am I saying it's not going to be permanent? No. what I get is this is the perfect position for you to take at the moment, because that position is going to lead you to greater levels, of success and the sense of well-being. What's this position doing? What's it going to do?
Supporting a senior manager.
I don't feel that you're comfortable in doing that. What's up with that?
I don't know. That's what I've been doing my whole life.
Well, but I don't know if you've ever really been, quote, comfortable in doing it. Where do I get that from?
I don't know. I love what I do. I have no idea.
I'll look at that as we're talking and see what I can come up with. So you're asking me, are you going to get this position?
Yes.
Boy, I can certainly tell you it's going to lead you into something different. It seems to be to me to be more of a path that you're going to take. You have more knowledge than you portray. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure.
You have stood in the background for some time, and I think what you want to do is be in the foreground. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I think this is another piece to that puzzle that's coming to you that's going to help you step into the foreground. Gosh, I've almost got it, but I'm attempting to see what holds you away from your dream. It's like you have the dream, but you're not reaching out and grabbing it. That's kind of what I see. So what I have to do is interpret that into what that means. You are a lot stronger than you allow yourself to portray. It's kind of difficult for you to sublimate yourself in the way that you do sometimes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you do it well, and I think you do it professionally. I don't think you do it manipulatively. I think you do it because you know that this is what you have to do in the moment, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I think you're learning how to be that word sometimes. You're learning how to own your own power, because the people that you're working for kind of own their own power, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
All right. And I think what you're being taught is how to own your own power. But now I've got something really weird I want to throw out there. But I think it's your early years in life that kind of hamper the owning of that power. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, had a very strict upbringing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think it's the early years of your life that are making you or having you subdue, not that that's what you do, is just for lack of a better word, subdue you. So that authoritarian figure can be the authority. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Okay. My suggestion is learn to I don't know if I want to say use the word no, but learn that some of these people have to learn to depend on their damn self, not just you. Does that make sense?
Not sure.
Okay. I think your early years block you from stepping. Here's where I'm attempting to go. Your early years in life block you from stepping into owning your own power and your own source, to where you see that you are an equal, if you will, to the very person that you're working with and for. Does that help? Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. You know, when I'm using the intuitive side of myself, I get things that make no sense to me. So what I have to do is find a way to have it make sense to the person I'm talking with.
Okay.
And there's a gap. What I get is there's a gap between what it is that you're doing and what it is that you would prefer to do. And that gap has its basis in what you're doing, and not sure that you have the ability to do what the people that you are supporting do. Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have full ability to do what the people that you are supporting do. And I think the path you're being led down is to attempt to teach you that. So now, in answer to your question, I think you're going to get the position, but I think this is the message that you're going into this position to learn.
Okay. So it'll lead to something bigger and better, like you said.
Yes. Yes.
But you see that I'm going to get the position.
Yes.
Okay. I'm very nervous about it.
You're very nervous about it? How come?
Because I don't know if they're going to hire me or not. I need a job.
You're going to be working. Here we are almost at the end of September. You're going to be working before October is out. I can tell you that.
I have a few temporary jobs lined up for October, but it's not the job that I viewed for. I'm hoping that one will hire me permanently.
Yeah, but just remember, temporary jobs lead into permanent positions.
Right, but not this one that I've been working on and off for many years. They will not hire me. But
well, the only reason they won't hire you is not because of you. It's because of material and financial things.
Right, I know that.
Okay. All right.
But it's not going to lead to anything. It's just temp work. So I've been interviewing and looking.
No. Actually, you're being led. I'm just sitting here saying that to you right now. You're being led into what you're going to do, and you're going to know that in the very near future.
But it has nothing to do with the job I interviewed with last week?
I can't say that for sure one way or the other. I can't say
that. Okay, then that's not the job I'm going to be offered.
You have a position coming, and it's very substantial, and it's going to lead to permanence. Now, I cannot put a label on that for you, if for no other reason. I have no label to put it to.
All right, because I haven't interviewed at all except for that job.
Just be confident in it. Know that, you know, look, Rose, you've always had what you needed in life, right?
Yes.
Okay. Know that you're always going to have what you need in life. So just know that and quit worrying about it. You're too much in your head at this moment in time in your life.
Oh, I need a job. That's why it's just
Wait. All I'm saying is you got to get out of your head. You are so in a state of fear that's keeping things, your dreams, away from you. I'm saying to you, I'm suggesting to you, stop, because your dreams are about to be realized, and you just have to allow for it. Okay?
Okay.
all right, just do what you do, and you'll know before the month is out. And when I say month, today is the 28th, so that would lead up to the 28th of October. Simple.
All right.
So it'll be resolved in 30 days. You'll know before that.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, kid. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Caller 917, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
My first name is Bashil.
Bashil?
ESHIL.
Okay, Bashil, what can I do for you, good sir?
Bashil. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a question for you. It's a friendship question. I have this close friend at the time, and we had a fallout. And eventually, I decided just to make up, just to be cordial to each other when we run into each other, so to speak. Because we go to the same gym, so every time it was becoming a little uncomfortable, so I decided just to make peace and be cordial to each other.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I moved on and started making new friends. And, you know, things were okay until he started seeing me with my new friend. And I started realizing that he's acting kind of funny. And, you know, and I don't know if he has come some kind of resentment towards me or something. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Is this new friend a female?
Yeah, no, the new friend is male, yes.
Okay.
And the old friend is male also.
Okay. There is a conflict going on within the old friend. The old friend is... it's creating insecurities within them. And my suggestion would simply be, hey, Bashil, don't get too caught up in what your old friend is caught up in, because that's
okay.
Their issue.
Okay.
It's not your issue, and it really doesn't have absolutely anything to do with you. Zero.
Okay. Okay.
It has to do with their own insecurities and their thoughts of thinking that they have blown it. Let them work through that. And you, above all else, continue doing what it is that you do, because it's who you are. You are a very friendly person. You're an outgoing person. And you like people.
Yeah.
I think your friend has difficulty with that, but that's their problem. That's not.
What do you mean? What do you mean he has difficulty with that? In terms of what?
Sometimes people, friend otherwise, they want a person to be 100% exclusive to whatever.
Okay.
And, and I think that's kind of what's going on in the background. They want more direct influence and or control, if you will, of you. And that's the reason I'm saying be very careful with that.
It makes a lot of sense, though. It makes a lot of sense. That's what I was kind of thinking. Because I'm very friendly to anybody, you know, and even though I have new friends, I see people are nice, and I see them looking from far away with another friend whispering. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm cool with you. I say hello to you. I'm keeping it, you know, cordial, and I move on, you know. So what's wrong with that? So
there's
I'm
nothing
glad
wrong
you said
with that.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing. Bashil, there's nothing wrong with that at all. There are just some people in life that have difficulty with being able to handle something as simple and as lovely as that. Some people just simply want things in life their way. And if you are ever in a relationship where you are with a person that wants things their way, my suggestion is to, hey, walk away from that. Get away from it as fast as you
can.
That's
right. That's right. Yeah,
because it's going to hamper you and it's going to hinder you and it's going to keep you bound into something you have no desire to be involved in.
All right, this
other friend of yours, Bashir, he's not a friend of yours. He's someone that wants to own and control you. Now, we both know that's not something that's going to happen.
Okay.
You're not somebody that can be owned and or controlled.
Nope.
So my suggestion is don't allow that.
Okay.
Before it even happens. No, sir. Keep going.
Yeah, I was going to say, at one point I was ready to go to him and say, listen, I don't want to be bothered with you. But I was like, just let it take its course and, maybe things will get better, and just continue to say hello and keep it moving,
Right, yes, and it'll get better for you, but not necessarily for them.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
You just put that one behind you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Can I ask another quick question?
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Well, my career, I'm not working right now. I'm looking, to get back to work.
What have you always done historically?
I was in retail, and then I went into got involved in a franchise with a business partner who kind of took me to the cleaner. So
you gotta be a little more careful with that.
Yeah, I learned. I guess it's just a lesson. Okay. I come to realize this is a lesson that I need to learn.
Okay.
Right. So now I'm ready to get back to work, and hopefully one day get another business on my own this time.
Well, I can certainly assure you, you will be working for yourself. I think you're going to have to go to work with somebody else for a while, but you're going to end up stepping away. And be very aware of who you choose as business partners. Not because they sound good, choose them because they feel good. A person that sounds good is probably somebody that's not being truthful, and that's just what you found out. But you're going to be working, but you aren't really looking right now. So my first suggestion is you got to decide what field you want to enter and then focus on that field. And then when you do, yes, I think you'll be going back to work pretty quickly. But keeping in mind, ultimately, your destiny is working for yourself. And for that to take place, you've got a few years in front of you. Which is fine. It's just
As long as I started having an income and I'm looking forward to a job that I'm happy with, because that was a little bit of the challenges I had in the past.
Right. I would say be happy with you, and the happiness in the job will follow.
Okay.
And that's pretty much for certain. Sit back and think about what it is that you would like to do. I mean, really, what's your greatest dream? And then put your focus on that dream, and then you work towards that. And I can pretty much make you a promise. If you're one of those people that are you're going to live your dream. You will.
Okay. Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Caller from 248, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
I'm calling from South Detroit, and my name is Jennifer.
Well, Jennifer, what can I scare you with tonight?
Scare me? Boo.
Halloween's coming.
That's right. I know I need to open up my own business, and ideas come and go all the time, but I'm wondering if you see what kind of business it is that would resonate with me the most.
First of all, I'd say establish more confidence within yourself, Jennifer. You have a huge fear of failure, that whatever decision that you choose to step into has the potential of whether it's going to, quote, work or not. So my first suggestion to you is, hey, become single in your vision. In other words, this is what I'm choosing, and then stay in that. the difficulty for you is doing that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Sometimes I wonder if it's failure or success that's more of a driving.
Yeah. No, you just hit
both.
No, I mean, here's the deal. Have you ever seen yourself as successful? I mean, really?
Yes.
You have.
I have been successful. Yeah.
Okay. So, what stops you now?
Whatever I do will be successful. However, I don't have that single focus, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, you know how sometimes you have an idea and you go, that's it? I don't, when I'm playing with the ideas, I don't have a that's it.
Okay. Let's take a different approach then. What have you done historically, career-wise?
Banking, mostly things to do with investment.
Okay. I don't get the sense you even want to go there.
No.
That field.
No.
So, all right. My lovely bride said you want to be a cook.
You can be a cook, but you don't have to do it for a living. I cook for my family.
I love to cook, and I do it in the house all the time. I'm the main cook, and I'm okay with that. It's just I love to do it. It's just something that's fun to me. You need to, if there's a need, look in a different direction in the fields that you've been in. And I know you know that. You are an incredible communicator. I think that's to your advantage. I'm going to attempt to show advantages to you, so maybe you can shape that into some kind of an idea of a career, because right now you don't have that, right?
I'm between opportunities.
Love that. If you look at your history and you look at your pleasure in the sense of what gives you the greatest enjoyment, you love communicating with people. You love directing people into things. And I'm not going to say that are investments that lead them to success, because personally, I don't think you care. If that doesn't sound too weird.
About investment? No, I am good at sales.
Right. No, I know. But when I say to you that you suggest things to people, but you really don't care.
No, I didn't care.
Okay. All right. That's the strongest side of you, is that, believe it or not, because if they go with you, great. If they don't, great. And that's all well and good. But frankly, Jennifer, you're gonna look in a different arena. This has got to be something. You have a great level of independence, and you love that idea of independence, and you need to look at something that's going to give you independence, not. Okay, and we only have 60 seconds, so I don't know how much of that I can fill in.
Okay.
But what I'm sharing with you is start looking in a different direction than what you have been as far as personal business is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Stephen Harefield. You can find out more about me by going to my website at Harefield, H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, IELD.com. You can email me questions at Stephen@Harefield.com, and I answer them all myself. Meaning, I don't have a staff. It's just you send me an email, you'll get an answer from me. And that's important, because I love interfacing with people. But Jennifer, what I'm going to say is look in a very different direction and a very different field than what you have been. And then add what you feel to that, and it'll take you to it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Stephen Harefield. Thanks for being with me. And we've run out of time again. So thank you much. I'll be here next week, same time, same station. And for those of you on hold, didn't get to you, but thanks for waiting. Appreciate it.